The work at the Siena Research Institute is well known for gauging the political and economic views of the people of New York State. Their most recent survey, however, took a personal turn. It looked at life satisfaction. Institute Director Don Levy explains the poll picks up on a theme that was initially addressed a decade ago.
You know, we said, a lot has changed in the world in 10 years. 10 years ago, in 2008, as you remember, the financial system was imploding. We've been through an entire presidency. We've had a governor that has spanned a large portion of that decade. We said, let's take a look at it. Let's see if life satisfaction in general has moved. We feel better about our world today than we did 10 years ago, and specifically, which areas are we satisfied with, and where are we not satisfied?
New Yorkers aren't satisfied with their economic status. Only 18% said they were completely satisfied with their financial condition. 34% say they are not, very, or not at all satisfied. Expanding beyond that, 70% are less than satisfied with the direction the world is taking. The results don't express much hope, but as Levy points out, there are some positives.
Most of us are very much satisfied with our family relationships, our life partnership, our friends, and our spiritual life. That's what really brings these numbers up. Some people refer to it as their bubble, their safety net. And overwhelmingly, that's where we are satisfied. And that's what, when you consider the 11 different dimensions, that's what drives the overall satisfaction score up. And I guess, you think about it in your own life, you head off to your day of work, you listen to the news, you're concerned about the troubles of the world, and you look forward to that moment where you can go home and enjoy a meal with family. That's clearly what comes out in these numbers.
The poll also breaks down into demographics. Young people, those between ages 18 and 34, tend to be less satisfied than those 65 or older. Not so stunning, those with incomes of more than $100,000 a year expressed higher levels of satisfaction. Levy says the survey reflects racial disparities in New York as well. He breaks down some of the numbers of black residents.
There we see a very low score on nearly every issue. Still, the highest level of satisfaction amongst black New Yorkers is with their family, but that even that area is lower than other New Yorkers. And when you look at some areas like health, work, finances, amongst African Americans in the state of New York, satisfaction is very low. And interestingly, even on the issue of the direction that the world is taking, black New Yorkers are dramatically more dissatisfied than white New Yorkers when asked to say, how satisfied are you with the direction of the world?
Additionally, only 31% of New Yorkers are satisfied with their health, and only 25% satisfied with their recreational activities. I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.